What's going on, everyone? I'm here with Bracken Stokes, and we're here to introduce you to our new podcast. It's called The Bothwell Bros, and you know, you're going to be able to find it on Spotify, iTunes, any of the major platforms. So it's going to be awesome. You know, we hope all you guys listen to it. Tell us a little bit about what it's going to be and how we want to structure it and who our audience is.
So we're pretty much going to go to everyone and anyone that wants to listen. Our podcast is going to be very diverse on topics, you know, who listens to it, whatever. So we're going to, we could go off on sports one day. We go off investing, budgeting, you know, hunting. We pretty much modeled this off of Joe Rogan's podcast. Whoever his guest is pretty much the direction the podcast goes. Even from there, it can stem a million different ways. We felt like this was the best direction for our podcast to go is because our discussions go like that anyway. We don't want to be tied down to something that we don't want to talk about anyway. What was your aha moment for starting this podcast?
So when you were up in North Dakota and I was home, I remember one week you called me out of the blue and we sat and talked for over an hour. And it was easy, you know, and we talked about anything and everything. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you called me the next week and the same thing happened. And we just talked for over an hour. And so it just became kind of a routine.
Kind of a weekly thing. Every Sunday night, I knew Riley wasn't really busy. He had some downtime, so I'd always try to make that phone call then. We'd always talk for at least an hour and a half, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean the last ones that we, you know, before you came home, I mean, mm-hmm. they were up to 2 hours.
Yeah, over 2 hours.
And so that's kind of what did it for me was I was thinking, okay, this was just so easy. And we're over the phone. Like, imagine how much easier we'll be in person.
Yep.
And there's, you know, we got talking about some things that were
way out there.
Way out there, but also with a lot of value. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, you know, so diverse. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I was thinking this would be a perfect podcast because, I mean, this would could reach to
so many different types of people out there. You know, you could be a gym nut. You could be huge into finances, investing into the stock market. You could be into hunting, everything and anything that we want it to be about, it's going
to
be about.
Yeah, and we're going to try to get it structured so that, you know, 1 week we're going to have just a conversation. And, you know, it's going to lead to anything out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe the next week we're going to have a shorter podcast and just talk about a specific topic.
A singular topic, you know, that maybe you guys suggest through a DM or contact us one way or another. We want to do those as well, you know, where we're specifically talking about one thing.
Yeah, I mean, we would love if you guys, you know, after you get listened to, send us some questions. Because, I mean, that's what a podcast is about. It's not just about us. It's about, you know, you guys.
It's way more
too.
About our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, because we're just trying to bring value to somebody's life. You know, and however that could be. It could be they're having a bad day and they're wanting to laugh. You know, come home from work. They're trying to learn something. You know, we want this podcast to reach to everybody.
And I really think it can because, I mean, you know, and I know that, you know, we can just talk about anything. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to have guests on, you know, people that you might not know, people that we might meet throughout this podcast, just people with mm-hmm. with some cool stories. And I know a few people who have started their own businesses, and I think that would be a very valuable podcast for not just me, but for you guys as well, if you're mm-hmm. if you're looking into starting a business or even just wanting some more knowledge. And we've got people that have, you know, done some real crazy things, you know, they've been off to college and had some fun. Yep. And so I think we could have some fun with this.
And, you know, and a big motivation behind this is, you know, we know we're going to take some heat through this, you know, we're going to have our fair share of critics, but we want to be an example to people to go out there and try it, you know, put themselves out there and pursue something that they might struggle at for a while.
Yeah, I mean, and I think we're not quite there, but we're almost to the point that things that we say and do, like, we don't really care what other people think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't always been like that.
No.
You know, for me especially, you know, through high school and even, you know, first year out of high school, I really cared what people thought about me.
We were people pleasers.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And we both can agree that we've gone the opposite direction of that.
And I think that's a very healthy way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because not caring what people think, to an extent, is very good for you.
I agree. You know, you have to, you know, self-image, to a point you have to care what people think about you.
Yeah.
You know, that could be employers, you do work for, you know, contract work for somebody. I mean, there's examples out there. But, you know, people-pleasing, that there's just no place for anymore.
I think it'd be really good and really beneficial if we could all be more positive and uplifting to each other. Instead of being so critical mm-hmm. of someone's, you know, maybe their business idea or their website, their Instagram page, I really think that if you would just send them a message, you know, if you have, you know, advice that might benefit them, send them a message, you know, because they might read that and be like, oh, like, this is what, you know, people want, and this is what could help my business, you know. It does no one good when you just make fun of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. And if that's one thing that's going to be a constant in this podcast, it's going to be positivity. There's so much negativity out there in the world today, so much hate. This is going to be a place where people can go where there's going to be a positive vibe.
Yeah, and just a fun mm-hmm. vibe and mm-hmm. Some education along the way as well.
Yep.
And, you know, we're going to be learning throughout this whole process too. You know, we're going to learn what people listen to, what people don't listen to, and and you know, it might change, you know, what we talk about. It might not, you know, because mm-hmm. you know, this is something fun. It's for
new
us
to us as well,
but there's so many different podcasts out there, and
mm-hmm.
So you know, our thinking is, why not us, you know? There's mm-hmm. if they can do it, why can't we?
100%, you know. Like I mentioned earlier, we want to be an example to people. And whatever dreams they're pursuing, you know, put yourself out there and take a chance. We don't know how this podcast is going to go. And quite frankly, we don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
We're not out there for clout or whatever, you know, whatever the word is for it. But
we're out of high school. We don't know the cool words now.
Yep. We're here to, like, influence people. Maybe give them a laugh, you know.
In a positive direction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, guys. I think it's going to be fun, and, you know, who knows where it's going to go. But mm-hmm. one thing's for sure, we're going to have fun with it, whether you guys listen or not.
Yep.
Oh, man. One thing that, you know, we might struggle with at first, trying to compare our podcast with, say, Joe Rogan's. But, I mean, that's just so stupid, because he's been doing it for 10 years now.
It's so natural for us as humans to compare. You know, but we don't know that person we're comparing to, their circumstances. You know, the grass is always green on the other side, but it's not.
No.
Everyone has their own struggles, daily struggles. Theirs are just different than ours.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's not going to be too many podcasts like ours out there to even compare.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a benefit as well.
It's going to be us versus last week. Yeah. Us versus yesterday. Our only competition is ourselves. And we hope that speaks to everybody about whatever they're going through. No need to compare to other people. It's you versus yesterday.
And that's
what you do? Get 1% better today.
That's how it is in life in general. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that we've learned, and we're going to apply to this. And you guys know us. You know, our fans at first are going to be people that, you know, we hung out with, went to school.
They know us at a personal level.
Exactly. So, if we can do it, why can't you guys?
Mm-hmm.
You know what type of people we are. I mean, or you may have known. You might not know us now, but, you know, we're not above average people.
No.
You know, we're just out here living life. And
we have a dream, and we're going to put it out there for the world to see.
Exactly.
Anybody can do that.
And we hope you guys listen. So, yeah, once again, this is going to be the Bothwell Bros. Once we get this published, you're going to find us on iTunes, Spotify.
Any platform you can find podcasts, we'll be there.
Exactly. And, you know, once again, you can hit us on Instagram, Twitter. We'd really love to get some questions rolling in and and we can just have some fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys. Hope you can tune in and have a good time.
Peace.